Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bring Jason Jones in because he's probably amused by this whole conversation. You bring up, he's got this little smirk on his face. Jason, looking good, by the way. Boy, that is a fresh cut. Beard
yeah.
line.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than normal.
You gotta.
Why would you wear that hat after the weekend they had?
Yeah, they had. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees supporter, and it was tough. That Saturday game was crazy.
I mean, you just love to try to hide. You overcompensate your Dodger love. Try to hide it by overcompensating and going with a team that just got outscored by like 40 runs. Over the weekend.
It's just the hat that went with the outfit. What are we talking about?
I mean, for anyone else, it's just a hat that goes with the outfit. For you, it's a lifestyle.
you know what's hilarious? I'm about to check something out here because this is pretty funny. This is good stuff. No, this is, hold on. Yeah, no, this is great. So on my computer screen, Jason is still in the waiting room.
Great.
And I'm over on the opposite side and you're here.
Okay, terrific. So you're experiencing the issues we had earlier. What you need to do is hit the little refresh thing and I think you'll fall out of the screen for a minute and we'll bring
Let's
you back.
Okay, I'm going to hit the refresh.
There you go. So we're going to
This feels rather intentional.
Yeah, well, it might be. Yeah, it might be.
I'm trying to figure out this weird glare on my screen.
He gets in his feelings a little bit when he joins. But again, you look good. You don't have the Dodgers stuff on today. I bet you got an event tonight with the bros. So you got a
no. Oh no, that was a couple of nothing going on tonight. Tonight is me working on a couple of stories and watching NXT. Real boring.
Man, you're still really locked in, huh?
Still tapped in.
I mean, even if it's on its background, it's going to be on, I just don't have anything going on tonight. I just have a real boring Tuesday plan for myself.
I'm boycotting because they fired R-Truth. I think I've been boycotting for like 6 or 7 months, but still.
I should boycott till they stop the Grand Ole Americano farce thing. I'm like, you
kind of run its course a little bit. It seems.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a piece of metal in my mat. I'm like, who's writing that?
I have no idea.
I'm just like, why? It's like Chad Gable had a hell of a run a year ago where you could have really built him up. Instead, you're like, no, let's wait. Let's put a luchador mask on him and give him the call him Grande Americano. Like, okay, I guess.
That's rough.
That's okay. I'll just hang out and you know, troll my New York buddies with my love for Tyrese Halliburton. My friends in New York hate him.
Oh, so man. what do you think about how do your friends in New York feel about the Tom Thibodeau firing?
It's weird. Some of them were so angry at him about a week ago, but now they think this firing is like the worst thing ever.
Really?
I, Yeah, they're just like, we can't believe they fired him. This is the best we've had it since Pat Riley, which is true. But, I mean, it's never good when a front office puts together a team that doesn't fit your philosophy. And I don't know why, you know, you think about it, you know, Thibodeau and Cat didn't exactly set the world on fire in Minnesota, so you reunite them. I mean, I try to think about the whole big picture of it. You could probably say, you know, just maybe just based on philosophical differences and the way you've constructed the roster, you might want to go a different direction. I get it. It's kind of weird to see people who were so angry that he didn't play Cat was a game two. He didn't play Cat a good chunk of the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're mad at the guy who they were so angry with a week ago was gone.
Yeah.
It was like, this guy got to be coaching for his job if he won't play Cat. They lose the series. Why did you fire him? I'm like, I thought you didn't like the guy. But I mean, hey, isn't that what they do back east? They, you know, just.
I think that's just the way fans are, period.
Yeah. Some of us are consistent, but others aren't.
Well,
I was surprised that they fired him. I thought he would, I thought he would be able to start the season at the very least. But he did have some head scratching decisions in these postseason. Like, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't completely shocked. I mean, as much chatter as you heard about it, even during the postseason, the way people, you know, it was like, it wasn't the most shocking. I mean, people, it's still kind of surprising, you know, given these are the Knicks. They haven't, you know, won anything in our lifetimes. And, you know, they really haven't gotten this. They haven't gotten this far in the postseason, what, in 25 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know. But maybe it's kind of that whole, like, the Malone thing. It's like, well, I really want to get rid of this guy anyway. And the worst thing we can do is, like, bring him back and they start the season, like, 15-3 or something crazy. So it's almost like, I think we really got to start holding these front offices way more accountable. I think it's easy to blame the coach, you know, or even blame, you know, somebody putting these teams together, they don't – somebody is paying OG Anunoby $200 million.
Mm.
And, you know, someone gave up a bunch of picks for Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm. But someone, this is a team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals, though. It's not like they were bad.
Yeah. I think what it's just weird because it's like they're not bad, but most of the year they couldn't beat the good teams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That team that they had that stretch where they couldn't beat anyone who had a better record than them, but they beat everyone else.
Yeah.
Even still, they got to the conference finals. You know,
Boston. Like, they were constructed to beat the Boston Celtics, and they did it. Even prior to the Tatum injury,
they beat Boston.
They had them.
And if you have issues with, you know, well, he didn't play a lot of guys on the bench, maybe give him a couple other. I think if you had given him, like, really quality depth, and you're just saying, okay, you didn't play these guys who were legit, like, rotation players. I mean, if
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This comes down to you didn't play Cameron Payne or you didn't play DeLon Wright. It's like, okay, really, this is what we're doing? You know, they didn't have Mitchell Robinson most of the year.
Yeah.
So if you look at their starting five plus for that last series plus Josh Hart, I mean, when you get past number the sixth player, is there really a guy that you're saying, oh my God, that guy had to play a whole lot more? So, I mean, but you also know when you hire him, he's going to play his top guys heavy minutes.
Yeah.
It's not a shock. So, I mean, I don't know.
But
I mean, this,
Jay, one of the things that I said in this situation, and once again, I'm not necessarily saying he should have been fired or nothing like that, but you get paid a lot of money to figure it out. And what we give you as a roster is what we give you as a roster.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. This is why you're not getting a $1 million a year deal. Like, you're getting paid handsomely. Figure that out. And some would say he did figure it out. He got him to the conference finals. But
yeah, I think that's what makes it so crazy. It's like, well, figure it out. Okay, we got to the conference finals. But it's like, but you blew a 20-point lead in game one.
And that, and so Trista brought that up earlier. How much impact do you think that one shot, that one game, had on the New York Knicks in that series and thus the start of their offseason?
I think Tyrese Halliburton ended their season with that shot.
Man. KC brought that up the day after. I was like, ah, I can't do that. Like, you can't lose the series in game one. Like, you gotta find a way to regroup and focus no matter how difficult it might be.
And I think they did. I think they did.
Okay.
But that shot put them too far behind the eight ball. Like, that changed the whole series. Like, I don't think they were defeated after that emotionally and everything. They bounced back and tried everything they could. But that game changed everything. It changed the entire series.
You can't lose the first two games at home.
Yeah.
You can't lose the first two, especially the way they lost game one. And, I mean, I think in this series, they had at least two or three of those games with, like, you know, just puzzling, just like, what are you guys doing situations. Like, you know, the game was like, you know, before Cat realized I can kind of attack the basket, you know, like, why are you just out, you know? And then, you know, if you talk the offense, it's hard to win when, you know, your two best players are kind of ball stoppers. Like, Jalen Brunson has to have, you know, they didn't have another guy you could give the ball to. And I think that's one thing you're seeing through the playoffs too. You got to have multiple guys who can handle the ball, and you got to be able to take your primary scorer off the ball to create stuff. And really, their offense was, okay, Jalen, go save us, or Cat, go save us. And that's not going to, you know, and is that coaching? Yeah. Is that roster too? Yeah. Because I don't know where you know, I thought he tried to make adjustments. He started playing DeLon Wright. You know, he sat campaign. You know, he changed the starting lineup, brought Josh Hart off the bench. But then Josh Hart didn't play nearly as well after that. So, I mean, it was just, you know, it's just, you know, I guess, you know, good day to fire him, you know, fire him before the finals.
Man,
you know?
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to tell Jay, you know, they fired Tibbs and we, okay, what's next? Who you're going to bring in? The list of the odds was so baffling. I didn't know if I was being chatty house. Like, it was Johnny Bryant as the leading odds.
Yeah, they wrote about him over at The Athletic. So that actually ties into what I was going to say. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's an article over on the New York Times, a.k.a. The Athletic.
Yeah.
This is New York Knicks head coaching candidates who should replace Tom Thibodeau. And it's credited to The Athletic staff. I'm of the belief that Jason Jones wrote this particular column.
No, one name.
Well, one of the names is Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is in Milwaukee as a top assistant after leaving the Bucks for the Lakers, where he coached Los Angeles for two seasons. His Lakers team finished in the middle of the pack on both offense and defense during his first two seasons. But he's on the list, and because it's The Athletic staff, I believe Jason Jones wrote that particular paragraph.
Wasn't me. I'm Eddie Murphy in that one. Wasn't me.
It's a pretty long list, though, to be fair. I think they just named every coach ever.
I haven't even read that. You know, I mean, who else is all on there?
I mean, Dave Bliss, the
What?
He's the lead assistant for Oklahoma City. James Borrego is on this one, too. Johnny Bryant.
Well, how was Dave Bliss still coaching?
How about this one? Mike Brown, who the Sacramento Kings fired shortly into the past season, has won wherever he's gone. A former Greg Popovich assistant.
Imagine you're complaining about the offense, and then you hire Mike Brown. People
oh, my God.
They'd be like, what are you doing? I mean, I'm still amazed every time I hear that Dave Bliss has a job in basketball.
Man.
Taylor Jenkins is on the list, too. I actually forgot about
Taylor.
Taylor Jenkins.
I did too.
Is Jay Wright on the list?
Jay Wright's on the Nick. Yeah, on the Bovado list he is, but on that list, is he on there?
Sean Sweeney, Jeff Van Gundy, Jay Wright. The ultimate.
He's coached half the team.
The ultimate wild card candidate.
He's coached half the team. They went. He won a championship with those guys.
I'm absolutely of the belief whoever their next head coach is, they know. I don't think they entered this process blindly.
Yeah.
But that's no. They said they don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, if that's the truth, that's a bigger problem.
you think a sports team would lie and say that they're going to have a transparent hiring process?
Yeah.
And they didn't make any decisions before this? Oh, of course not.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I believe when Leon Rose and Dolan have to, I believe them.
Oh, there's two stand up guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my buddies from The Athletic that have covered the Knicks, they think Leon Rose hasn't spoken to like non MSG media. I've forgotten how long. Like he won't talk to anyone.
it was so amazing. Like every time I'm in Vegas, I always stay in the same spot with a room that has a view of the Sphere. Mm. And the first thing I think every time I see that is, I can't believe James Dolan created that.
He did?
Yeah.
He created it.
Well, I don't know if he created it. He built it. That's that's his creation.
Now,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, as cool as it is, I don't think it's bringing in nearly the money they thought it would bring in.
Bruh. So this was hilarious. we were walking around that Friday, killing time, and I'm sorry. We saw a particular... Some of the clientele stood out. I'll just say that. And I was like, they're not here for Kendrick. I don't know who they're here for. We're walking around and there was this big empty room and it was called like Kenny Chesney guitars and tikis and something.
Tiki's.
And I'm like, oh, this is a this is a unique addition to the Venetian?
That doesn't sound safe.
So as we walk around, we're like, yo, this country client, is Kenny Chesney like here in the Venetian? No. He was at the Sphere, which is connected. And I thought, oh, I bet that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, like
he's got a residency. Oh, yeah, man. He's got a. I shook my head like the radio audience knew that. The answer is no, it didn't. He has a residency at the Venetian. So I was like, oh, I mean, at the Sphere. Uh-huh. So I looked it up, and day of, you could get a ticket on the floor or whatever it is at the Sphere for like less than $100.
Wow.
I was like, wow. they did not anticipate that.
So
certainly a better option than Beyonce.
So James, maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's not everything's working.
But the winking emoji on the outside is still very cool.
Everything about the outside is very, well, the inside's cool too.
I haven't seen the inside.
I still haven't been inside the Sphere yet.
Maybe I'll
do it in July when I go out there before Summer League.
Oh, the Summer League buses are out too. 2K Summer League, July 10th.
Here we go.
We have a work meeting out there. I'm getting out before Summer League. I don't need to watch any of that. I have no desire to see Summer League. If I never watch another Summer League game in person, I'd be fine.
Summer League is just about that first night primetime game and then all of the meetings of everybody, and then you leave.
Friday. It's a weekend event at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even need to be there for that part. I'm like, I'm getting out before that even. Yeah. Mm.
Did you guys see the odds? The odds are out on where will Tom Thibodeau be coaching game one next season? You guys got an idea who might be leading the odds?
The Pelicans?
Who has an opening?
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns have an opening.
Phoenix Suns are number one at plus 600.
I would say the Suns and the Pelicans. No, the Pelicans have a coach. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. That's a great idea. Put Tom Thibodeau on the Phoenix Suns. This is brilliant. You talk about untradeable contracts.
Oh, man.
You literally have a contract you cannot trade in Bradley Beal on that team.
They're the leaders in the clubhouse. Suns at plus 600.
Well, I guess if Devin Booker
won. Talk about a random weird – that would be the weirdest evolution of coaches. You'd be like, okay, Monty, Vogel . –
Bud,
and now
it would just be the. It'd be like, what do we? If they did that, we'd have to get cameras 24/7 access. We'd have to see like him yelling at Bradley Beal about his defense.
Oh man,
and Brad just looking at him like,
okay. All right,
you
man.
Yelled at me. Guess right. what? I don't want to get traded there either.
Look, Tom. Tommy. I've got like four coaches in all my years here. Like, get out of my face.
Yeah, you're just the next
History
guy.
Says you're not going to last, pal.
He's like, you keep on talking to me. I refuse to get traded to any state that has an A in it. Just something random.
Better change your tone around here.
Yeah, was it last season? I don't want to go anywhere if it's cold.
go ahead. Put me on the bench. It worked well for the last guy. Better
change your tone around here, Tom.
Yeah, you know you're talking to. Yo.
The Bulls are plus.
Bradley Beal will be the last one left.
The Bulls are plus 1,200. Getting rid of They'd be getting. Did they already?
Yeah, they did. I don't think they got rid of.
Yeah, I'm like they're just putting
going back to Chicago.
So yeah, it would be like, and that's what I thought because the Pelicans didn't fire Willie Green.
No, and they're plus 2,000.
Oh,
you know who else is plus 2,000? This is actually ridiculous. I don't know why we're on here. The Bucks at plus 2,000. I have no idea. I mean, I'm still employed. I'm working on getting Giannis back here. Like, why are we even on this list? I don't understand why we're on this list.
If they make him an advisor to Doc, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, man, that would just be like the sweetest like karma moment ever.
Now
your old assistant come back and help you with your defense.
That's a good point. Like, now
2 months later, he's coaching.
It's all in the fine print, right? It just says where will Tom Thibodeau be coaching game one next season? Doesn't mean he's the head coach. Now that makes more sense. I like Tom.
Oh, I don't think he should coach anywhere. I think he's got a lot of money coming his way.
He just signed
the
extension.
Yeah, he could. He doesn't have to coach for a while if he didn't want to. But that's really it's not like these coaches are coaching for money. Mm. Like he wants to be around the game. It's what he knows. It's what he loves.
Yeah.
How many jobs does he have? Chicago, Minnesota in this one. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'd go on TV for a year.
Tom Thibodeau on TV would be fascinating.
Remember that clip of him
Michael
laughing?
Malone was pretty good.
He was. Remember that clip of him laughing? That was like a meme. Like Thibs was, it was like one of those, oh, we talked to Tom Thibodeau before the game and this was his thought. And, you know, they got the green screen behind him, says Knicks, and it's him laughing. That was a meme for a while.
Okay.
Him being on
I don't remember it for some reason.
I don't either, but hey, you know.
It was.
I'll look it up.
It was pretty. It was like so, you saw it so much, it became funny. It's like, this is so stupid. Why did they do this? But yeah, that was one of his moments.
Are you excited for the finals at all?
I'm excited for Tyrese Halliburton. I think he's I think he's hilarious. So I think, I don't know if I'm excited for. I think it's going to be fun to watch.
He's a true wrestling character now. He's taken on the role of having a personality in basketball.
Yeah, he's leaned into like the corniness types. He's like all the way in now.
Mm-hmm.
Like he might be the first ever non wrestler to get multiple wrestling shirts. Like he got another shirt now with WWE.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they did the choking thing and they made it to a wrestling shirt.
Oh, that's great.
So he's like, yeah, he'll be fine either way. I like basketball, so I'm going to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Watch, people were talking about, well, they would have watched because they were the Knicks. I'm like, you don't know who these guys are. Stop. You were not going to watch the finals to see OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. You didn't know them. You don't know. They don't know who Karl Anthony Towns is.
But Jason, to that point though, I think I basketball people are going to watch regardless, like us, right? Yeah. But I do think people would have watched for the spectacle of the Knicks being in the finals. I do think that's a real thing.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't read stat. I don't think the Knicks are as big of a in terms of, like, if you go to like sports and like who's the bigger spectacle from the New York team, you know, I think it's like a marquee team. I just don't see the Knicks as high as, say, as a Yankees or, you know, something like that in terms of where they rank in their sport. I mean, I know it's New York, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know a lot of people. I haven't heard one person ever say in the last few years, hey, I got to catch the Knicks game. They're on ABC this weekend. But you hear with other teams. I don't know.
You hear them say about MSG, though. Like, oh, I know MSG going to be rocking, you know, all the celeb. Like, I think, I mean, you even, I'm not saying it should matter, but you got people that want to see Charlamagne and Kylie that don't know nothing about what's going on. They'd be like, oh, what Kylie got going on today?
Who?
Charlamagne. Ain't that how you say his name?
Oh, the little actor dude?
No. It's
Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet. Is it Chalamet?
I remember the
what was the word?
I kept saying Char.
Chalamar. Yeah, you were saying Char.
See, I don't know his last name. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I get it's a big market. You know, you'd have Spike Lee there. You know, you'd have Tracy Morgan there.
The evolution of Spike Lee turning into a full mascot for the New York Knicks has been so disappointing to watch. Like, he used to show up in jerseys and hats. Now he wears like Knicks
suits. That suit
themes,
was crazy.
Suits
know.
And.
Not a like, fan.
Walt Frazier can't believe he wore that suit.
Yeah, right. By the way, I'm looking at the new Tyrese shirt. This is a tough one. Uh-oh. I don't know how you walk around wearing this. Mm-hmm. So the thing with Reggie when he did the choke sign, it was like cold. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a FU face. Like, yeah, what? Tyrese did it. It was like he was choking himself. And now this just looks like some sort of weird. Now, I don't know.
It's like it's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of
it kind of fits this.
It's a little character. Yeah.
Like I said, like that's what I wrote about over the weekend. It's just like he's a villain, but he's like the weirdest kind of villain because he's not a bad guy. He might be a little awkward to you, maybe a little kind of nerdy. Mm. The fact that he like really enjoyed watching Family Matters growing up, it was like hilarious to me. You know, and then you see that whole little clip, the whole Urkel. Yeah, I mean, he's
that
just
edit
like,
was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just to me, he's just. Like I said, and I just think he's fun. I think he's like, you know, I could see why if you weren't a fan of the Pacers, you'd find him completely annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, he, like, what do you, the whole Ben Stiller tweet? He said, I brought it to pack y'all up.
Yeah, that was a great
Tyrese, he got back on Twitter right after that game just to troll New York. I'm like, yeah, he's not the most liked guy out there. So
I also love that Ben Stiller has suddenly become the purveyor of Knicks basketball. Like, I think he tweeted about Tom Thibodeau's firing today. Like, what the hell is going on?
Knicks down bad, man. You know, maybe if their fans hadn't taken to the streets after they beat the Celtics.
No.
Why not?
They was throwing garbage at the fans.
Well, that was too far. No, that was too far. Yeah. Both of those were too far.
Well,
that's different than going to the streets.
They went to the streets.
They hadn't been there in 25 years.
I don't care. I don't want to hear this New York fan stuff when they damn near threw a parade for winning in the second round.
I'm of the belief, especially in situations like that, but in general... I did the math yesterday. I think I have watched between the three sports. I've watched, and I didn't even count college and all this other stuff, but I've watched 150 seasons of sports teams that I like. Only four times have I been like completely happy at the end. Four out of 150. I got Well, no, I think it might have been five because
you got the
three
Giants
and two 49ers, like when Montana to Taylor, and then when they beat up on Denver, or three. So we're at six because then 94 as well.
Montana to Taylor, how old were you when that happened?
Six.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember it, though. Yeah. I remember watching it. I remember watching the other Super Bowl the next year. And then
that was against the Bengals?
Yeah, against the Bengals. And then
Broncos the next year.
Broncos the next year. Beat the hell out of them. I remember that. And then obviously when they beat the Chargers. But
well, you got more than most.
Probably more than a lot of Knicks fans. So if you want to go out there and celebrate a good moment, go celebrate.
Don't throw garbage at people.
No, you don't have to do that.
Don't climb a street light because you want to climb a street light.
That's fine.
No. To be clear, Kenny Caraway does not advocate for climbing street lights.
They were climbing the street lights on Saturday for K Trinata.
Well, that was different, and that that was nuts.
That looked like it was lit.
I also believe that social media has made some of this stuff worse because now everyone's doing stuff to get a moment.
100%
For sure.
So it's like, hey, I can get a million views on TikTok if I climb a street light because it's. Like, even like when they go do the whole fan on the street.
Hey, buddy, you can get $4 million if you fall off it.
Yeah.
Dummy.
What was that? Was it a Dodger fan who like blew his hand up with a firecracker or something? And he's like showing the bleed. Like, his hand is like legit bleeding.
These people are crazy.
What's our brother in the wheelchair's name again?
Tommy? Move. Lenny?
No.
Terry.
What is it?
Terry.
Move, Terry.
The cold part about all that stuff, people are literally bleeding, and the person holding the camera is like, help him.
Move, Terry.
What are you doing?
Poor Terry was trying to get out the way.
That Dodger dude, like, literally part of his hand was blown off.
That was crazy.
And they're just, they're just like, I got some good. And then you post it.
Come on, man. People,
crazy.
Yeah, social media definitely got these people doing dumb things left and right.
Yeah, you can't be my friend How is that your friend if you watch your friend blow half his hand off and rather than your first instinct is like, oh, I got some good content.
It's gonna make a crazy reel, bro. Make a crazy TikTok.
Wait till I send this out.
Yeah. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my man.
All right. See you next week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.